Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Red Men Bike Size. It is Monday, the 4th of December. My name is Dan Club, and I'm going to run you through all the latest news stories relating to the Reds, of course. And yet, we begin with a story that has come from the Daily Star today, and it claims that Liverpool have a strong interest in Sao Paulo defender Lucas Beraldo. Now, this name's been doing the rounds for quite a few weeks now. Stories originally came from Brazil, then a little bit from Spain as well, but this one in particular highlights the interest from Newcastle and West Ham, but also goes on to mention Liverpool's strong interest in the defender. Now, only 20 years of age, as I mentioned, left-footed centre-back, but he's already got a wealth of experience at the senior level. He's played 47 times this season alone for the Sao Paulo first team. He's already amassed over 50 appearances in total. He's already represented Brazil at the under-23 level as well, so quite an exciting prospect. It's not a huge surprise to see Liverpool sort of broaden their horizons when it comes to their potential transfer targets, because we've already spent quite a lot of money, an inordinate amount of money actually, on players from the likes of Portugal. Of course, we signed Alexis McAllister as well from Brighton, but players who have already come from South America for what was at the time an absolute bargain and then gone on to be worth an absolute fortune. So Liverpool should be looking at these types of talents on the South American continent and beyond to try and unearth them before they become super stars in their own right. So the likes of Andre has been linked in recent weeks, Moscardo as well from Corinthians, and Lucas Beraldo appears to be the latest name linked with a move to Liverpool. Liverpool in the past haven't made a habit of signing players directly from South America. We like them to have already European experience under their belt, rather, and a wealth of experience at that as well. Around the 160 game mark is usually the benchmark that we go for. But yeah, not a huge shock if we do make a signing a little bit left field, and Beraldo certainly appears to be a name that is very much circulating when it comes to the Reds as well. And the next news story I want to touch upon is an interesting one, because it comes from Christian Falk of Sport Bild over in Germany, and he has spoken about Liverpool's interest in Joshua Kimmich. Now, he says that it cannot be ruled out that FC Bayern and Kimmich part ways. His contract only runs until 2025, and like Nagelsmann, Thomas Tuchel has also questioned the player. Both coaches do not see Kimmich as a holding six. FC Barcelona are very interested in Kimmich if he comes onto the market next summer. Some clubs in the Premier League will also look at him. Pep Guardiola is considered a big fan, having initially discovered and promoted him in Munich. The City coach appreciates Kimmich's versatility, as he can play in many positions. And Jurgen Klopp also knows Kimmich's strengths, which would suit Liverpool well. The poker for Kimmich could soon be open. Now, the word versatility in there is probably the most interesting one from Liverpool perspective, because obviously, as Falk mentions, contract until 2025, and the likelihood is that there could be a transfer next summer, which would mean he'd be in the final year of his deal. He's already 28, he'd be 29 by the time that comes around as well. So not loads for Liverpool to go for in terms of age profile, I think it's fair to say. I think we'd like him to be slightly younger. FSG would certainly like him to be slightly younger if we were going to make a move. But the versatility aspect is interesting. He's a brilliant footballer as well, we should add. But the fact that he can play as a right-back, he can play as a centre-back if he really needs to, he can play as a conventional midfielder, as kind of touched upon in there, and he can also play as a DM, although he doesn't really like it. So I think there's quite a lot to go for there. And if he was to become available for around the Thiago type fee, which is sort of the 20, 25 million mark, I think a lot of clubs should be keen on that. And I think Liverpool should be one of them as well, because albeit he's not perfect in terms of age and stuff like that, I think when a player of that class is available and it's cheap, I don't know if you can really turn it down. That's certainly how Liverpool looked at the Thiago deal, albeit His injury record was far from perfect, and that's kind of come back to bite us, and indeed him, with the move, because obviously asking him to play in the Premier League at that intensity in a Jurgen Klopp midfield has meant that Thiago has broken down far too often, albeit when he has got on the pitch, he's been absolutely incredible to watch. One of my favourite footballers Liverpool have ever owned, quite frankly, when it comes to what he can do with a football at his feet, but we've just seen it nowhere near enough. And I don't know if Kimmich rather would have the same problems when it came to injury and stuff like that. He feels a bit more robust than Thiago has ever been. However, it would have to be at the right price, and I think anything upwards of like 30, 35, 40 million doesn't feel like one Liverpool would touch to me. But yeah, interesting one. I think the fact, like I say, the fact he can play right back and DM will particularly catch Liverpool's eye, and also the fact that he's a winner. He's won everything at Bayern a couple of times over with most of it as well. So yeah, possible that Liverpool make something happen there, but not definite by any stretch of the imagination. So,
everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Next news story I want to touch upon is one that's sort of emerged over the weekend, actually. Keenan Yildiz, Juventus youngster, not a player I know loads about, to be honest, but a report from Team Talk has claimed that Arsenal and Liverpool could do battle. Now, it also claims that Jörg Schmadke has urged Jurgen Klopp to sign Yildiz in January. So, yeah, a little potential battle with Arsenal for this one, as it mentions there. And obviously, we will face Arsenal in the FA Cup. There's a little bit of news emerging, but quietly under the radar, actually, because Liverpool were about to take on Fulham when the FA Cup draw was done. And all of a sudden, it came out that we were facing Arsenal, away from home, of course, in the FA Cup as well to boot. But yeah, on Yildiz, young Turkish youth international, as I mentioned. He's been capped three times by the senior side as well. He plays predominantly as a second striker. He is only 18. And this season, he's made 10 appearances in total, only five of which have come in the Serie A proper. He's yet to score or assist in the Serie A. He's got one goal and one assist in the Serie C, which is obviously Juventus. I think it's youth ranks they have over there. They definitely have B teams and stuff like that. But yeah, obviously an exciting prospect, only 18, and playing for Juventus must mean he's got a little bit going on. Can play as an actual centre-forward, also as an attacking midfielder, but as mentioned, he does prefer to operate, by the looks of it, as that second striker. Not a type of player, in terms of positionally, I can see Liverpool crying out for right now. And obviously, you know, it feels a bit similar to Fabio Carvalho in terms of where he plays and where he likes to operate. And he's a lad that Liverpool still own, of course. He's coming out on loan at RB Leipzig. Not exactly ripping up trees out there, though. But yeah, if Liverpool or Jörg Schmadke indeed see this lad as a talent, they just have to go and sign then, possibly. But he's under contract at Juve until 2027. And it doesn't feel like the type of deal that Liverpool would be able to get done swiftly. Juventus are likely to want to hold on to him if he is indeed that exciting. If the likes of Arsenal and Liverpool are sniffing around, you'd imagine Juve would be keen not to let him go. So yeah, we'll wait and see if anything emerges or indeed happens further on that one. And obviously Liverpool beat Fulham 4-3 in what was an enthralling encounter. Some wonder goals. Liverpool having their own goal of the month competition essentially throughout that. Started with Trent, finished with Trent as well, but in between a sensational Alexis McAllister strike and Wataru Endo getting his first Premier League goal as well. And like I said, all of them sort of minimum 9 out of 10 really when it comes to striking a footy. But there was a disappointing note to come from the game as well, and that's Joel Matip's injury, taken off in the second half, replaced by Ibu Konate clutching his knee. And Jurgen Klopp said afterwards that it would not be a short one in terms of Matip's layoff. So, yeah, far from ideal. And Joel Matip's been exceptional this season as well. I think his form's really sort of taken an upturn. I think there was a lot of doubt about him heading into the season. He's in the final year of his contract as well, but I think people have already started to question whether we could get anything out of him, whether we could eke any more out of that particular signing. But we have done. However, it looks like we are going to be without him for some time now, which is, again, not ideal, not just because of the option he brings us, but because of the quality he brings us as well. However, the likes of Joel Quansah, obviously Joe Gomez has been good when called upon as well. Konate will probably step into the breach in terms of starting alongside Virgil van Dijk, you would imagine. But whether it changed anything in terms of the market in January remains to be seen. It'd be interesting if Matip is out for months as opposed to weeks when Liverpool do go in and sign a centre-back, because, as I mentioned, it's likely Matip leaves at the end of the season anyway when his contract expires. So there's a good chance we'll have someone lined up for next summer. But if Matip is out for a prolonged period, do we bring that forward slightly? Which is something Liverpool have done in the not-too-distant past as well. We obviously brought the signing of Cody Gakpo and Luis Diaz forward because of circumstances. So who knows on that one. Be a shame about Matip, but unfortunately, it's kind of haunted his Liverpool career. As brilliant as he's been at times for us, staying fit has been an issue throughout. So going to run through the news before I let you all get on with your day. Liverpool reportedly have a strong interest in Lucas Beraldo, young Sao Paulo defender. Looks an exciting prospect as well. And Christian Falk has named Liverpool as one of the suitors for Joshua Kimmich, should he be available for transfer next summer. He's out of contract in 2025, and Falk said he would suit Liverpool, and Jurgen Klopp knows a lot about Kimmich's strength, so possible transfer there as well. Kenan Yildiz from Juventus. Arsenal and Liverpool could reportedly battle it out for the young Turkish international attacker. And as mentioned, Joel Matip unfortunately picked up an injury in the win over Fulham, which Jurgen Klopp has described as not being a short one in terms of his time out on the sideline. So yeah, big blow for Liverpool. Hopefully one we can ride out over the festive period and potentially beyond as well. And it's a very, very busy festive period, so we might be calling on Joel Quansah, Ibu Konate and Joe Gomez to really step up to the plate, which I have no doubt they are more than capable of doing. But yeah, as mentioned, it's a particularly busy period coming up. Liverpool on the back of their 4-3 win head to Sheffield United in midweek, and then head to Crystal Palace at the weekend before Europa League's back. And we've got Carabao Cup action, we've got the FA Cup third round at some point very early in the new year as well, as all the Premier League stuff going on. And we will have it all covered as ever on Redmen Plus, and indeed across on the YouTube channel. So make sure you stick with us. If you're not already signed up as either a captain or a legend, you will not regret it. And also, I want to point you in the direction of redmenmerch.com, where we have some stunning, stunning Christmas sweaters and indeed Christmas jumper there right now available, including the brand new Trent one, with his new trademark celebration, it appears, emblazoned across the front. So make sure you check them out on redmenmerch.com. Until next time, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for interacting as ever and being a part of what we do here. Take it easy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.